This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What about in the case where, and we have this a lot, our youth would say, unfortunately, my parents did not accept that I made a tawbah and I begin to pray at the masjid and alhamdulillah, now I have a bead. This is a problem as well. This is a problem. They go back and they say, alhamdulillah, they go to their parents and they say, finally, I found a righteous man in al-masjid. Allahu Akbar, my mother, you should have seen this person. We read Quran together and he fasts the days and he prays the nights. And tell you, what are you expecting from your mother to clap for you? Instead, she says, it's a musibah. This is a disaster. Or you go back home and you say, I heard a lesson today. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, it was a killer. What do you expect from your parents? This, some parents would be annoyed by this. Even how, as a young youth, trying to establish his deen correctly in the home, how do you behave with your parents when they are unaccepting of this kind of attitude and behavior? You need to understand, my brothers in Islam, that you're supposed to be smart. Number one, be smart. Don't tell them about these things, that I went to the masjid and I heard this and I heard that and I made friends with this. But don't say this stuff. They don't want to hear it. Don't say it. Be smart and wise. Number two, don't be confronting. Yani you walk into the house, a'udhu billah, my sister, you need to wear al-hijab. Wa anta, my dad, you're supposed to stop shaving your beard. Wa anta, my mother, what's this kind of clothing you wear? Don't be like that. That's unacceptable. People don't accept that. Of course, your parents are going to rebel against you. Be smart, be wise. And the first thing you change of yourself in the house is your manners. That's the first thing you're supposed to change. You come back to the home and you clean their clothes. Do something extraordinary you've never done before. Because people generally love good manners from anyone. Whether it was from a kafir, whether it was from someone else, generally people love good manners. Imagine it came from you as a child. You go one day to your parents and you say, Father, today I want to call my aunties and my uncles from overseas. Yalla bismillah. Allahu Akbar. What's this deen that you follow? Where you hang out? Where's these things that you've learned from? It'll give a good impression. And realize and understand that perhaps you, the one who has established the deen in his life, and perhaps you're the only member in the family that's as such, remember that you're the shining beam in the house. You're going to be the source of guidance to everyone misguided in the family. And just like a shining bulb is very sensitive, be very careful. A light bulb, just with a flick, it'll crack. Don't break yourself. Be that shining source of light. Change your manners first. Do things that you've never done in the house. Clean your clothes. Shine your parents' shoes. Pay the bills. Do something. Change your character. As a result, you're accepted. And then your change is accepted. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, istaqimu yustaqam bikum. Very famous, powerful hadith, authentic. Istaqimu. You first change. You bring the goodness upon yourself. Yustaqam bikum. People around you would change. People around you would adopt the good character and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were to do it first.